Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bienvenue à Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? Hello, my name is Liliana and I'm here with Marion.
Hi everybody.
First of all, I want to excuse myself for my voice. I know, it's kind of, I'm a little bit sick. But I'm very happy because we're going to do a great song. And it's by a very famous band that is called Louise Attaque, right?
Louise Attaque, yes.
They're from Paris, in fact, from France. And they're very famous. They have sold like millions of copies. And what would be your favorite song? Of
Louise Attaque. This one, the one we're listening to today.
Okay, so what is the name of the song?
Fatigante.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Tiring, boring.
Okay, so fatigante is when someone is like annoying, right?
Annoying, yes.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to the first verse and then we'll come back.
Le matin, où les doux tendres, les sereines, où elle est excellente. Oh, elle dit ce soir, allez, on va danser ce soir au matin, couché, où elle est désespérante.
Okay, so we're gonna start.
Elle est blanche, fraîche le matin.
So she is white and fresh in the morning. It's like she just woke up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Elle est douce et tendre.
She's gentle and tender.
Elle est sereine.
So this you can actually know what it means in English, right? Serene.
Yes.
It's very
serene.
Similar. Yeah.
Elle est excellente.
Well, we're not gonna translate that.
Oh, elle dit ce soir, allez, on va danser.
Allez, on va danser. That's like, come on, let's go dancing.
Ce soir au matin couché.
Okay, this is very different. Ce soir au matin couché. That is not real French, right?
No, it's an expression she just created to say that tonight they don't go to bed before the morning.
Okay, so they want to dance all night long.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Elle est désespérante.
So she's hopeless. Okay, this is a good way to say you're hopeless, you're careless. Okay, we're going to listen to the chorus and then we'll come back and explain it.
Oh, elle dit toujours bonjour comme ça, ou elle dit toujours au revoir comme ça, ou elle dit toujours je vais ça, ou elle est fatigante.
Okay, we're back. So let's look at this chorus.
So it starts with, oh, elle dit toujours bonjour comme ça.
She always says hello like that.
Elle dit toujours au revoir comme ça.
She always says goodbye like that.
Elle dit toujours je veux ça, ça, ça.
She always says, I want that, that, that.
Elle est fatigante.
Ah, she's tedious, she's tiresome. So basically here in this chorus is just saying that she has a style of saying things, right?
Yes.
Okay, so basically she's explaining the way she talks and the way she reacts. Let's listen to the next verse.
Voilà de la suite dans les idées, soudain, elle te dit bonsoir, à demain. Quand elle danse, belle franche, une reine. Oh, elle est pour moi, tout ça pour moi, un ange qui danse autour de moi.
Okay, we're back and we're going to start with this phrase that, in fact, she's going to explain us what it is. But it says...
Elle a de la suite dans les idées.
Okay, this means that when you say something, when you have an idea... After you remember that idea, right?
Yes, and you try every way to reach your objective.
To achieve your objective, okay. So give us an example. How would you use this?
For example, when you want your parents to buy you a cloth, you just say, oh, this dress is nice. They answer you 3 times no. Then 1 hour later, you say, oh, this weekend I like to go to the beach and I have no dress.
So that's what this means, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
Soudain, elle te dit, bonsoir, à demain.
Suddenly she says, good night, I'll see you tomorrow.
Mais quand elle danse?
But when she dances?
Belle, franche, une reine.
Beautiful, honest, a queen.
Oh, elle est pour moi?
Oh, she's for me.
Tout ça pour moi.
All that's for me. Okay, he's getting a little excited.
Un ange qui danse autour de moi?
And he describes her as an angel that is dancing around me.
Elle dit toujours bonjour comme ça, ou elle dit toujours au revoir comme ça, ou elle dit toujours je veux ça, 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 ou elle est fatigante.
Fatigante, intelligente, intéressante,
elle est pour moi.
Intelligente,
fatigante,
excitante,
elle est pour moi.
Souriante, intelligente,
excellente,
élégante,
after we hear the curse that we already explained, they start saying a bunch of adjectives. And this is a great, great way to learn vocab, okay? All these adjectives you can say to both female and male. It's just a great way to describe people. Okay, so it starts with
fatigante,
that we already said, which is tedious, tiresome, someone that is kind of annoying.
Intelligente.
Intelligent.
Intéressante.
Interesting.
Attirante.
This is a very useful adjective. Attirant, it means that you are attracted to someone, right?
Mm-hmm. Négligente.
Okay, négligente, that's the same in English. Negligent, careless.
Excitante.
Exciting.
Désespérante.
Hopeless.
Attirante.
Again, attractive.
Pas très galante.
Does this mean not very romantic?
No, it's not very gallant. As for a guy, usually it's used for a guy, but here we just use it for...
For a girl.
Yes.
Okay, so that means that she's not like very ladylike, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Souriante.
Okay, this, it's an adjective and it means that she likes to smile.
Mm-hmm. Affligeante.
This means pathetic.
Rassurante.
Reassuring.
Excellente.
Excellent.
Désobligeante.
Discourteous.
Énervante.
Irritating. This is my favorite. When you can say that to someone like, oh, you are driving me crazy. Tu es énervante. No? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can say.
Okay.
Sur la bonne pente.
Okay, and then we have this. Okay, can you explain us what this means? Because pente, it means slope. Okay, it's a slope. But in a colloquial way, what does it mean?
In this expression, that means you are on the good way to reach your objectives again.
Okay. You're in like a bon chemin, bon route. Okay, so can you give us an example?
When you want a job and you get an interview,
mm-hmm.
you are on the good way to get the job.
Okay, so you would say sur la bonne pente.
Oh, yes, you are sur la bonne pente to get the job.
Okay, but you can also say, in fact, sur la mauvaise pente, right?
It's like when you make one mistake and then you do it again and you do it again. Okay. It's a bad cycle.
Okay, now we understand. So it can be positive or negative. And then what else?
Surprenante.
Surprising, amazing.
Menaçante.
Daring.
Militante.
Activist, militant.
Désespérante.
Oh, this is when they drive you crazy.
Parfois charmante.
Sometimes charming.
Très importante.
Very important.
Très, très changeante.
Very, very changing, like a change, right?
Mm-hmm. Imposante.
Imposing.
Suffisante. In this context, that means self-important.
Okay. So it can also be sufficient, right?
Yes. It's the same adjective for both.
Okay. Perfect.
Fatigante.
Fatigant, it means again like tedious, tiresome, someone that is annoying. So this song, it's a really great way to just practice all your adjectives, right?
And remember them.
Yes. And Luis Attaque is a great band. We're going to put some videos there. And of course, if you have any petitions for other songs, just send them or leave us a comment in Frenchpod.com. So we'll see you next time. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, elle est pour moi. Oh, elle est pour moi.